Accumulation statewide largely ranged from 6 and 11 inches. In the southern village of Wanakee, people spent their day lugging the heavy, wet slush from their driveways and sidewalks. Village resident Jim Gates.
I got to break up the snow with a shovel before I can use the snowblower to blow it away. It's so wet and heavy. I never thought we would get this much. We haven't had big snows in a long time, and I'm okay with snow. It's just this wet, heavy stuff that's tough to deal with.
Neighborhood kids dealt with it just fine. This brother and sister team thought the slushy mounds left behind by the grown-ups made for great sledding. Entrepreneur Josh Mather also made the most of it. He outfitted his truck with a 6-foot snow plow and offered his services to people too bushed to shovel anymore.
I've done about 10 driveways. I got about 10 more to do. For a medium-sized driveway, it's about $20.
But the storm also caused trouble. At the Dane County Airport in Madison, a jet slid off the pavement. No one was injured. The highways were a different story. At least 3 Wisconsinites died in collisions, mostly in cases where drivers were going too fast for the weather conditions and crashed with other vehicles. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.